So, anyway, it's been a while since I've posted on this podcast, and I've just sort of decided to start afresh and anew and whatever else and talk about issues related to what we've been talking about, but bringing up a better point in our lives where we have a new job and a new life and kind of enjoying that job, working with a person who has a lot of disabilities that are challenging and life-altering and at some point. And I've learned to watch the magic happen with him, this person, is that we can really change the philosophy of how we educate children. And I mean this in a good way. We can't just la-di-da do math, reading, and education without taking a very big look at emotional well-being of children. And I mean this with all my great and wonderful heart, because if we don't do this, if we don't deal with the emotional education first, we're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to be this amazing human being. Because in a way, these kids who just need help. Sometimes even since pandemic data shows it, that a lot of kids are growing up this way. Like a bunch of need kids, but a bunch of gift kids. Kids, bunch of gifts. So just growing up in this very emotional way and not understanding the challenges of emotion. And it's very key because you can teach them until the cows come home. But you can't really tap into their issues until you understand what's going on. I don't say don't teach math and reading, teach them. But you want to solve a lot of major behavior problems in schools, that's your key issue. And what is what I call, when I call right now, heart-centered education? Following from the heart and knowing that your own gut is the way to go. Meaning you don't have to always follow the plan. Follow your heart. Know what your heart's saying about that kid. Should I give him after the leaving? Should I sit next to him for 10 seconds? And should I know you're saying a lot of time, but 10 seconds is not bad. Should I find ways for him to learn in the class? Should I keep him attention? Should I give him a fidget? Whatever it is. Think outside the box for a minute. Think about what that kid is like. That kid is shaking, or he or she is nervous, or they're just all over the map. They need to go to a safe space, a brave space for them, that they can go and be brave. They're doing brave in that class. It's really hard for them to sit in that class and do absolutely nothing for 20 minutes. Like, education is so hard. I mean, I work with this kid. He's struggling with education. It's hard. Hard to sit there that long. And your body, you cannot control what your body does. Drugs help a little bit, but still, it's just, you don't take them or when you don't feel great that day or emotional stuff is happening at home or at school and you just don't feel great enough to come in, your energy's really high. What do? You come into a space that you feel safe and you act on it. They do that. Sometimes we call it bad behavior, but sometimes it's just they are really, really, really wanting you to care about them. And they really want you to really begin this journey of how you can begin to be a heart-centered person. They want you to help. They want to help. They don't know how. Like Grace said, they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to process their system. Our job as educators is not necessarily to tell them what to do, but to show them the path of how to do it by doing it ourselves, by modeling it, by being there for those moments when a heart-centered educator works. How do we do that? Kind of scary, isn't it? But this is what we're going to talk about in this podcast, is how to do that, how to become. And I'm going to try to join you because I don't always know either. The answers just come to me when they come. Thanks for listening. You guys have been really great. I'm going to try to keep these really short because sometimes I say a lot, and that will help a lot too. Have a great day.